orgasmic carmatic, then you, and female Satan, the fallen.
Welcome to the Ooze, it's Orgasmic Chromatic with Betty Doom and Female Satan. How is everyone doing today?
Oh, I was just boogieing down because, has anyone noticed our intro is awesome?
I love our intro.
Yeah, no, it made me go into like a sinister belly dance kind of thing.
Yeah, I know.
And I want that to be a salient image in everyone's mind every time they tune into the Friday edition as the intro is playing. Just picture Betty Doom doing nothing like evil belly dance to the intro.
I'll work on that image and put it up on the site.
Lovely.
When I
Betty, feel
started,
free
I
to send
like
me any pictures.
Okay, one person.
Okay, I said when I first heard the intro, I listened to it like 5 times in a row. I was like, oh, it's good. I love this.
I know. I like that it's adequately metal.
With the outcome.
Yeah, they could have really fucked us over with the intro.
Well, the guy that actually made it is a friend of mine from a different network, from Infinity Network, the same network that actually spawned our last topic. And I went to him because he's got a lot of free time on his hands. And for someone as cryptic as I am, sometimes he actually gets what I'm saying. So he was able to put that together with, like, very little information from me. So, and of course, he's an XN member. His name is Jonathan Thomas. And so, yeah, I was pretty impressed with what he did with it. He had very little time.
All right, so I guess we're talking about Wicca and the sinister feminine, not to be confused with one another.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing pretty much, I'm going to stereotype her. I'm guessing all of our co-hosts but me had, like, a semi-Wiccan face. Like, was there ever any point in either of your lives when that was an attractive philosophy or movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I really got into it when I was 22, actually. And, let's see, geez, up until I was, like, 28, something like that, 29. Yeah.
You know, I've been told by a lot of different people when I explain, because I always explained myself as an eclectic Wiccan, which means, you know, I'm a picky bitch. I like to pick whatever I want, toss it out the window if I don't want it. But obviously, I've carried that on through different paradigm shifts. Wicca, to me, was more attractive than the term pagan. And I'm not quite sure why that is, because the word pagan seems to invoke some kind of really weird hippie image, and I'm not a hippie. Not a hippie. Or a yank. I'm not a yank either. Oh, that was thrown out for Neil, by the way. But I wouldn't call it extremely attractive, more in the case that it was something that I felt fit me a little bit better at the time than Catholic.
Okay. I think that's pretty common. Like, Wicca seems to be kind of the first thing that people find when they start to jump into this kind of occult world and start poking around the bookshelves. It's either Wicca or something really unbearably new agey, like Casey, Sylvia Plath, that whole neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that, too.
For think part of it is it was just off the radar enough to, like, irritate my dad, but it was not so, like, out there that other people would look at me and be like, oh, you're the devil, which I embrace now because I'm called the devil on, like, an everyday occasion. But I think that because I didn't go through it, obviously, at the age that female Satan did. Mine was around 12 to, I'd say, around 20, 21.
And I feel like that's a standard window for a lot of young girls. Like, sociologists will identify it 50 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
I was interested in witchcraft when I was 13, but it was not anything that would remotely resemble Wicca. I got a hold of a book called The Black Cauldron. I don't know if anybody's ever read it, but this guy wrote like an entire style of witchcraft based on the witchcraft trials. And I liked that when I was 13, and then I wound up finding some of the other authors when I was 22. I actually went into a New Age bookstore. I didn't even know that it was, like, out there like that. I had that book, which was very classically theistic, devil worshiping kind of stuff. And I had this, basically, that Satan was really the archetype of the earth. And it was, for me, all about a female personification of that as opposed to a male personification of that.
Oh, and we can get into that. Well, I think... Go ahead, Lexi.
Sorry. I was just going to say, well, you know, Wicca does embrace the female aspect, I think, much stronger than any religious practice I've ever come across. Like, the earth and the moon, all the big target items, quote unquote, are very feminine based. You know, it creates life, and therefore it is feminine. It's not destructive. And that's something that was...
They are a lunar cult.
To me too. Right. That was something that was really attractive to me, too. Now, by no means am I a feminist, because I think that stuff's just silly, but I really liked that fact. It was comforting, almost. I think that's what it was. And another thing that got me into the whole Wiccan path was my mother, because she did have her own shift from, she was Baptist, and then she became pagan, and that's where it came from. But I embraced it a lot more than she did, I think, and that's why she's born again Christian.
I don't think it's a difficult transition for Catholics. I'm going to say that right off the bat, because I've attended, like, a Wiccan pagan festival, and I've attended Catholic masses, and when you talk about, like, you know, the reverence of the feminine, those are two things that got right up in my face, yeah, noticing from both.
Well, now, I would say that Mother Mary, Jesus' mom, is used actually quite a bit, and so are saints. Like, I have a book in my house with a whole list of saint to God and goddess correspondences, so you can use the saint candles instead.
My Irish family.
We have Zach or somebody on the line. I don't know what this area code is, but whoever was waiting, you're on the line.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hello,
Zach.
Oh, I got something to add. You know, there's a reason why most women, I think, find Wicca as opposed to Satanism first, is because I think Satan and being this, you know, super ultra masculine archetype, I think that the goddess, you know, and the unicorns and the fuzzy bunnies running around is just a little easier to swallow at first, especially from a young age, unless you happen to be queer. Now, if you're queer and you worship my cock in the name of our gay lord Satan, that's a little different.
Excellent point, Zach. No, the aesthetic of Wicca is much more in tune with the aesthetic that women are already encouraged to embrace as feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we can talk about whether or not that is actually feminine in a second, like when we get into the sinister feminine, but like whether it truly belongs to the ontology of woman.
Mm-hmm.
But before we took the caller, I don't know, there was a thought I was hoping to finish when you were talking about saints, and then we can get right back to Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that, yeah, no, my Irish side of the family were thoroughgoing Brigid worshipers, although they were Catholic in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, that saint particularly is one that it is very difficult to remove from the goddess figure. And that was just, you know, part of their whole shtick. And it never really occurred to them that it was pagan ancestor worship, but it always somehow looked like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, and I think that archetype is, I don't know, I think that in a way, I think that Wicca sort of answered, you know, for that archetype. It gave it a voice. It might not be correct all the time, but it's closer than anything else was.
Well, we do tend to visualize Satan as this hyper-masculine archetype, and I think part of the reason for that is that Christianity tends to castrate the psyche in many ways. Like, there's this image already set up of Christ as Lord and head of the church, and the church as bride. And that is somewhat emasculating to the men in the pews, don't you think, that they have to sit there on their knees and open their skull for the light, you know, of the spirit to penetrate them. It's, you know, it's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, no,
when you put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So where does the hard dick end up? On Satan?
Yep. Well, yeah, exactly. And Christianity also has a tendency to make everything male by default somehow. I mean, things quickly go male, you know, and that's another thing that's quite evident throughout it, which I always found kind of strange because, it, you know, women are cast as, you know, the root of all evil and the reason humanity fell, which to me made it like, well, aren't, you know, like we're all supposedly in league with the devil, so, you know, it would make sense almost that the devil would be female, you know, in that paradigm.
These are the cosmic forces that govern the universe, female Satan. I don't think that the adversary is a girl.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
shouldn't you be chanting somewhere?
I didn't acknowledge the adversary.
When you were starting out, how?
When I was starting out with Wicca and I was studying Wicca, I didn't acknowledge an adversary or the adversary like Satanists do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most
like,
of them wouldn't, no.
Seriously, it was, if anybody asked me, do you believe in the devil? Well, it's the same answer I have now. No. And, well, do you believe in God? Well, no. Well, do you believe in any deity? No, I don't. And that was another, I got questioned by a friend of mine that was Wiccan, well, how do you not believe in these things and you're able to be Wiccan? Because I said so. And that's pretty much how I was in, like, my younger teenage years. It's like, this is what I chose because that's, you know, whatever. Obviously, it's evolved a little bit more, but the answers, while more complex, are pretty much the same answers I would give when I was younger. But I didn't acknowledge the adversary. There was no devil to me. And my theory behind heaven and hell was basically the thought processes of you make what you go through during your living life. So we acknowledge, we know what hell is because of the fact that we put ourselves through the experiences that we deem to be hellish, and the same thing goes for heaven. And to me, that was the differences between heaven and hell. I didn't think heaven and hell as different unearthly planes. They're very much a part of our, well, for lack of a better term, plane, our world. It's all reality. It's all in your head. And that was something that I brought from my beliefs while traveling under the banner of Wicca was, this is something that I'm experiencing, and this is the word I'm using to explain it because I don't have any other word to explain it.
Well, now I...
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Now, I did believe that when I was Wiccan, but, you know, there's also, they have the whole, that they also dovetail reincarnation into there to kind of solve that, you know, what is heaven, what is hell issue a lot of times. And my preference was always with the crone aspects that they, well, the ones that, one that they call the crone aspects, which is really like some of the darkest goddesses that are used in Wicca or are out there, you know, are put in that particular grouping. And that's what I focused on primarily, actually. I ignored the maiden and mother archetype entirely.
I was always, like, it, to the sense of, in the sense that the triple goddess aspect made sense to me, I always had a tendency not to view it as a perfect trinity, and with the dark face as kind of the real goddess, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the one,
yeah,
that's actually calling the shots, if you know, we want to get straight about it.
Oh, no, I always felt the same way. And, well, and the other thing was, though, and I learned this very quickly, was that the more advanced books get, and very quickly, like, a lot of your really seasoned authors, they go to just using the crone goddesses or the dark goddesses in their later writings, which had me like, well, yeah, this is the most powerful version for sure, you know, because they don't even touch this stuff until you're, you know, at a higher level or a better understanding. It depends on whether or not you're working with a coven and you've been initiated and all that.
That is something worth bearing, and this is something that constantly causes debate on the Sin Network, but I'm going to put my two cents in. I think that there are absolutely a lot of elements of very weak sauce Satanism that percolate into Wicca. Very, very weak sauce. You know, the influence is so obvious. You know, it was darker thinkers that gave them their best ideas. And you catch little snippets of it, little phrases like, thou art God, thou art goddess, that no one really thinks about very hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I would definitely agree. And Gardner, I mean, the Gardnerian tradition is actually really dark, at least for half of the year. You know, they split winter and fall. And, I mean, it's actually, you know, like, they get into stuff like death. I mean, like, they get really dark.
And they be whipping each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, and then there's the inner order stuff, and they never talk about
it. And they do it naked.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah, they're, and that's the original root, too, and that was actually, you know, like, I've read that stuff. That's way more blasphemous and heretical than what you can pick up at your average New Age bookstore, you know. Scott Cunningham put out a book that kind of killed the dark aspect of it, which was basically like, it was, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a way to self-initiate yourself and not have to bother with any covens and stuff. And that's where a lot of people sprung board off of him. Yeah, Wicca for the Solitary Practitioner, that's what it was called. And that really changed the... you know, in needing to have, you needing to go into a coven and be formally trained and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no, Scott Cunningham, just open the lid.
Yeah,
I've never
thought... The floodgates.
Okay, when
but
I...
But they don't really mean
Wiccan,
dark.
I never felt the need to do that. Never felt the need to be in a coven. Covens are dangerous. My theory behind saying covens are dangerous, okay, falls behind this one thing. You involve yourself in a coven, you involve yourself in taking responsibility for everyone in that coven.
Yeah.
Okay, AWOL, you take responsibility for it, and I just don't want to partake in that kind of responsibility.
Do you really want that bond with people on the arbitrary basis of you all being into the goddess and living in the same city? Yeah, I understand that.
I've done.
The one thing that really pisses me off about these people, I'm sorry, I'm rolling all over you, female Satan.
Oh, I was just saying, I have done some coven participation, really loose ones that just kind of got together on a monthly basis, you know, draw down the moon, which is really just a code word for get drunk and smoke a lot of pot and then summon the goddess real quick before you go.
I'm sorry, is that like an oath-bound secret? Like, should we feel privileged to know that now?
Yes, yes, absolutely. No, it actually wasn't like
fuck
that.
Yeah. But I got to say, I got to cut in. One of the things that really always pisses me off about Wiccans is even when they acknowledge what is quote-unquote dark, or unlight, rather, because they have this whole new speak, you know, for this shit. They don't really mean dark. They definitely don't mean adversarial. And the last thing they would ever mean is scary or challenging or troubling. And even when they do mean that, it's always really weak sauce, man. It's like no more trouble, no more troubling than some rape counseling, at best.
Well, now, I would agree with that. However, Gardner did write some stuff on learning through adversity and learning through strife. His was a little bit different. You don't find a lot of his stuff out there, you know, because there's a lot of traditions that spun off of him really, really quickly because, you know, people didn't want to, you know, stay with what he was doing because, well, it's weird.
Sorry, can you drop that name again? Was that Sanders?
Gardner.
Gardner, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that stuff, I mean, like, even there, they have a time period where the higher initiates are wearing an upside-down pentagram, and I mean, like, you know, that's all in that one. It's not in really any of the other traditions that are out there.
Well, I think a lot of what ended up causing Gardner to be cannibalized by his own was some of the grossly, you know, unsubstantiated claims that he made about where his tradition derived from and all that. Because if you take him at face value and say, I was initiated into a hereditary witch's coven in the New Forest area of England, and this is their Book of Shadows, because we all call it a Book of Shadows, then you actually read the thing, you're like, wow, these hereditary, you know, neo-pagans, or I'm sorry, these hereditary pagan practitioners seem to be really fucking influenced by the Golden Dawn.
Yeah, and Thelema's. Yeah, and Thelema as well, quite a bit, actually. It's like, wow, that's amazing. That must have been out there forever.
It's like, I see that you, I see that, whatchamacallit, I can't talk right now.
All right, well, in that break, we've got Dan Dredd holding. So, see if I can't get him up here. Dan, what's up? Oh, Dan dropped. All right.
Oh.
I hope I didn't do that. I don't think I did.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I actually have to move a car. I'm going to mute my phone again.
Hey. Hello.
Loud and clear.
Yes, indeed.
Did it work? Nomine de Nostra Lucifer Excelsi, in the name of Satan and my massive gay cock, you will all worship me in the name of our gay dark lord. This I command you, and you will feel the power of my penis when I bestow my member upon you.
Oh, wow. Are anyone going to take that? Like... I'm so excited over it all at once now. In the name of our Dark Lord. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure if we were just, like, cursed or we're being told to do something or... Neil? Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Were you guys just dropped?
Yeah, I got a termite commercial all of a sudden, so I hung up and called back.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I've never had that happen before.
Oh, well, to answer everyone in the chat room, what's going on is all of my posts got dropped. Anyone who just called in got dropped. So I gotta wait until... All right, looks like we have Neil. So right now we've got... Neil and so, all right, onwards.
Yeah.
Okay, now we don't. Okay, this is all really weird.
So, Lexi, what about you? What were some of your favorites? Oh, go ahead.
It studio is spazzing out. I'm sorry. All right, but what were some of my favorites?
I was going to say, what were some of your favorite goddesses when you were working in that paradigm? And I'm out of curiosity, I'd also like to know, did you switch to demonesses or did you stay with goddesses?
You know, I only stayed with one goddess. And anytime I did any ritual work, it revolved around the moon.
Okay. All right.
That's the thing with... why I've had a lot of people tell me that I was never Wiccan, and I'm liable to believe it because of the fact that there was a lot of things from Wicca that I just did not, I thought they were unnecessary. Just like I thought the Pantheon thing was a little unnecessary until much, much later. And even then it was very much mythology based, and I acknowledged that.
Yeah. Well, now
I'm going to load up our caller. So if you're a caller, I'm putting you on the air right now.
No, it's just Betty.
All right.
Yo.
It's
hello.
Just
Betty. Hey.
Yeah, sorry, I called in earlier, but I had my headphones to zero, so I didn't hear anyone speaking to me.
That's okay. Studio dropped everybody except for me around the same time that you called, so you wouldn't have heard anybody anyways. What the hell? This is not good. This is not good at all. All right, guys. Wow. All right, are you guys there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I also have Neil pulled up, too. But I don't have anything on studio at all. Like, this is, it's completely blanked out.
Oh. Oh, it gave me a new commercial. That's what it did. And then it dropped me off the line. I don't know
why.
Call this number today to talk to the Art Institute, like a 30-second commercial like that.
What in the hell?
I'm on? I am on. Okay. I am on.
All right. All of us are back online. Again, unfortunately, I couldn't tell you how long we have till the end of the show. I can't play our outro. I can't activate anything. I can only activate callers. Not sure what's going on with the studio, but it's just not working for me at all. But I'm assuming everyone in chat can hear us, so if you can, that would be awesome if you gave us a thumbs up so we know you can hear us. But until then, we can go on and go with the show, and hopefully you guys don't get dropped again.
And on the plus side, I now know who to call if I ever get a termite invasion in my house because I was told number.
Blog Talk Radio is giving the callers advertisements and knocking them off the line. That's awesome. And we... I've never heard, they can hear us. I've never heard anything like this actually happening. But Dan says the Wiccan gods do not approve of this show. I'm beginning to think that he might be correct. So, let's see. Am I? All right. So, Neil. This is kind of getting a little bit ridiculous. Well, you know, birds in the background, it's a good sign for Wicca, the tree huggers. Let's see if I get one of my hosts back. All right.
Hello.
I have one host back.
Hello.
It's truly wigging out.
I guess Dan's right. The Wiccan goddess hates us because we left her, and we love, you know, big gay Satan now. So I guess that now she's fucking with it, obviously.
Apparently, okay, whatever. You know what? F you, BTR, because I know you're being a bitch. And, yeah. Every time I reload, I have a new caller. I don't know what's going on with it, but I think we've got everybody back online. And now. We all have everyone back online now. So everyone say what they have to say while I try to fix this stupid thing so I can play the outro when the show ends. Everyone's still there?
Yeah, I'm here. All the important people are here.
Okay. What a mess.
Well, it always seems to me that part of the draw of Wicca might have to do with the orientation towards the earth and that symbolism in general, and that perhaps women were resonating with that in addition to a female aspect of divinity being praised.
Is it really, though? I always assumed Wicca was just an excuse to get young girls naked into covens where they could do sexy rituals with each other.
No, and it depends on the tradition, but in a lot of the traditions, the women actually are considered...
What song would you guys like me to sing, everyone in the chat room? I'm easy. You can do Blood, some Led Zeppelin, Billy Idol. It's up to you, you know.
It was turning into karaoke?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just
Black Tea.
I don't know.
I swear to God, if you do not put me on the goddamn line.
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you the only one that can hear me?
I don't know.
Out of all of my hosts?
I don't know.
Can my hosts not hear me?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
Well, I'm asking in general, okay?
Oh. Okay, let's sing. Let's sing,
I am not singing. I'm about to toss this computer. For sure. Can anyone hear me?
Just want to say something before I get cut off again. All Wiccans are fags. So is Gerald Gardner. And yet it's Pansy as Bonnie Fluff. Oh, Terminix coming back on again.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, what the fuck is going 100%. On?
Seriously. Well, I can't tell if anyone can hear me.
They can hear you. They can.
They can, but my host can't.
Oh. Well,
only
it looks like
you
just.
Can't.
It looks like it's just me and you, baby. Let's fuck.
Oh yeah, in the name of Wicca.
Yeah, in the name of Gerald Gardner, let's make babies.
Oh my goodness. All right, guys, something is going on with studio. I'm going to have to cut the show short because I cannot figure out what is going on with the anything at the moment. I'm going to have to talk to Zeno and see what's going on. So thanks for coming out. Sorry about the issues, but my host can't hear what I'm saying, even though they're on the line. So I'm going to have to end it. So thank you again for coming out.